Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Kyle Pecora, clinical psychology doctoral student.
Would it be good for you to watch your friend struggling with her cold symptoms but not be so near to get her cold germs? Social psychologist Mark Schaller and colleagues showed two groups different slideshows, either showing people with obvious infectious diseases, for example, pox, skin lesions, sneezing, and mucus draining from their noses, or people brandishing firearms, most of which were aimed directly at the participants. The researchers then analyzed participants' blood tests that were taken before, when people were relaxed, and after, when participants in both conditions were stressed, viewing the slides. They found significantly increased levels of white blood cells production of IL-6, an indicator of an immune response, in participants shown the disease symptoms rather than the weapon slides. However, participants having seen the weapon slides self-reported more emotional distress. So our bodies differentiate between types of stressful conditions and work to prepare for disease without our knowing it. This automatic immune response to our recognition of disease may have been adaptive in human history, but is it still? What is the impact on our immune systems through repeatedly watching cold medicine advertisements showing some actor having cold symptoms? Repeated immune responses when there is no real threat can be detrimental, so don't watch that TV ad.
That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Kyle Pecora.